Ah, greetings, dear listener. You've stumbled upon Winston's Weekly Words, the podcast where one splendid word each week becomes your passport to sounding delightfully clever. Whether you're dazzling at parties, playing Wordle on your phone, or simply wishing to outshine your chatty neighbor, you're in the right place. I'm Winston, bulldog by breed, linguist by nature. And together, we shall conquer the English language. With charm, wit, and absolutely no trousers required.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Winston's Weekly Words, the podcast where we explore one English word each week and one English word per episode. Of course, we will be throwing in a British twist. As always, I'm Fraser, your host with the most, and I am joined by our charmingly opinionated and ever so British co-host, Mr. Winston the Bulldog.
Good day to you. Sit down, take a number and wait your turn, because today's word, old sport, is Q.
That's right, Q, spelt Q-U-E-U-E. Five letters, but it sounds exactly the same as just the letter Q. Quite the overachievement, or waste of time, you might say.
It's one of those words that looks French, because it is French. Borrowed from old French queue, meaning tail. In Britain, we use queue as both a noun and a verb.
Well, the perfect word for you then, Winston. As you love to chase other dogs' tails, don't you, old boy? Now, let's break it down with a few examples. As Winston said, it can be used as a noun or a verb. So let's start as a noun. I was stuck in a queue outside the bakery for 20 minutes. That queue looks extremely long. I bet they have to wait almost an hour. Now as a verb. So a verb is, of course, a doing word. Eat, see, drive, etc. A verb. We queued for the new iPhone all night. Other mobile phones are available, of course. I was queuing for a Greg sausage roll when he gave me a ring.
Now, here's where it gets gloriously British. We love a good queue. It's practically a national pastime. There's even an unspoken code. No cutting in, no complaining. And if someone tries to sneak ahead, oh, you'll get the stare of doom.
Oh yes, Winston's quite right. We may not say anything, but you will certainly feel the passive-aggressive energy in the air amidst you. Now, if you'd like to find out more about queuing in the UK, unwritten rules of queuing, why Brits love to queue, Winston and I already have a whole episode about this. So go to my podcast page, scroll down, and give the queuing episode a listen now. And while Americans say line, I stand in line, Brits say queue. So if you're visiting the UK and not America, remember to say, I'm waiting in a queue. Don't say, I'm waiting in line. Although, if you did, Brits would understand and we wouldn't mind. So don't feel too bad about choosing the wrong word whilst in the UK.
Unless you want to out yourself as a tourist straight away. Not that we'd judge much. I may bark at you, though.
Oh, Winnie's only joking. He wouldn't really bark at you, would you, Winston? You're a nice boy at heart. So let's quickly go over a few phrases you may hear with the word queue. A long queue. A queue jumper. that's somebody who skips in front of you in the queue, to form a queue. There's five of us, let's form a queue. To wait in a queue, and an orderly queue.
And don't forget the classic British saying, join the back of the queue, mate. Translation: no cutting into the queue. Now time for my words of wisdom. If you want to understand a culture, observe how they queue. In Britain, we may not say much, but our queues speak volumes.
They certainly do. And that's it for this week's word. Thanks for joining us as we explored queue, a word that's small, polite, and of course, deeply British. See you guys in the next one.
And there you have it, old sport. Another word mastered and added to your arsenal of eloquence. Until next time, keep speaking splendidly and meet me back here again for the next word. Godspeed, old boy, Godspeed.